Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Punch Me Up to the Gods by Brian Broom. Read by Brian Broom. Featuring Yona Harvey and Robin Miles. The author has changed the names of some of the people portrayed in this book.
To brother and sister outsiders everywhere. We real cool. The pool players, seven at the Golden Shovel. We real cool, we. Left school, we. Lurk late, we. Strike straight, we. Sing sin, we. Thin gin, we. Jazz June, we. Die soon. Gwendolyn Brooks.
Introduction. James Baldwin's gifts as a writer were evident and well documented by the time of his memorial service in New York City on December 8, 1987. On that day, Toni Morrison, Maya Angelou, and Amiri Baraka went on record to convey how Baldwin, as a man and as an artist, made them feel. Each of these legendary writers exalted Baldwin in their own way. But the common thread was one of feeling loved by Baldwin, of loving Baldwin as their brother, and most essentially, of being seen by him. Baldwin, after all, was a mirror for Black artists, for Black intelligentsia, and for the everyday Black American experiences that would inspire generations to come. Morrison said in her tribute, which was excerpted later that month in the New York Times Book Review, "I have been seeing the world through your eyes for so long, I believed that clear, clear view was my own." Indeed, Baldwin's vision impacted not only Morrison, but countless others who recognized themselves and their struggles in Baldwin's language. We all react to, and to whatever extent, become what that eye sees. Baldwin wrote in Freaks and the American Ideal of Manhood for Playboy magazine in 1985. "This judgment," he continued, "begins in the eyes of one's parents, the crucial, the definitive, the all but everlasting judgment. And so we move in the vast and claustrophobic gallery of others, on up or down the line to the eye of one's enemy or one's friend, or one's lover. The fear of judgment."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?